the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God's bringing all glory to Him. God's revealing His nature, His character, His holiness, His unchangeableness through this whole scenario called life. If we'll just trust and believe, we'll reap the benefit of His great love. Don't fight with God. Don't get frustrated. Don't cop an attitude. Don't start thinking God's failing anything. You're greatly deceived if you think God's missing anything. When we didn't deserve nothing, He gave us everything. When you weren't asking to be saved, He came to save you. Come on, let's get real. Most of us lived as mere men and women, doing everything and anything it took to get our lives better, to get the edge, to bless, to have people think better of us. And it was all about us. Me, my whole life. That's why we got to die and get over on God, okay? So here he is. He's prophesying to the devil. And he says, this is going to happen. It's prophecy. So then he talks to the man. He talks to the woman. Let's look at verse 20. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And also, watch this. You can't miss this. This stuff's in your Bible for a reason. You got to read your Bible with understanding. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes. Watch. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord made tunics of skin and clothed them. A lot of people will preach that and talk about the blood covenant. Not even going there. He's prophetically demonstrating righteousness to come through his son. Because they were wearing what? Well, they were wearing fig leaves after sin because they had to try to cover up. They had to cover up. Sin tries to hide and cover up. But it's greatly ashamed. It's already exposed in the heart. But it tries to cover up. You got it? If God would have left those fig leaves on them, every time they looked, every time they wore out and had to make new ones, what would they have thought of? The day they failed, they would have been sin conscious with those fig leaves. So God said, I can't have that. I'll give them clothes. I'll make them myself with my own hands. Of course, he shed blood to make those animal skins. So there's atonement. Of course, that's the scripture. But I want you to see the righteous judgment of God. He said, I'll put on these skins so that every time they look down and see the skins, instead of remembering the day they sinned, they'll remember the day I came and was still a father. They'll remember the day I forgave them. They'll remember the day that I said there's still a future. They'll remember that nothing's over. I'm still God. You better get righteousness in your spirit. Because see, it's going to get good. We're just going here. So that's my first illustration, but that's powerful, see? God's been righteous from the beginning. Sin has not changed God. Righteousness, right from the beginning. You don't have to go far till you find righteous judgment of God. He doesn't want you wearing sin. He doesn't want you wearing a sin consciousness. He doesn't want you waking up thinking, oh, I'm just some lowly worm in the dirt, saved by grace, just a sinner, saved by grace, just a sinner. Every time you say you're just a sinner, you're setting yourself up to sin and accept it and be okay with it, and then you'll never have the grace to repent because you expect to sin. It's who I am. I'm so, man, can I vent a little? Do you love me enough to let me vent? I mean, did I mark you hard enough to just let me vent a little? Okay, good. I got the general consensus here. And I don't say this in a negative. Don't nobody word police me here on this. I'm so tired, meaning I'm so at the church saying, well, you know, we're always weak. We're always going to miss it. You know, we'll never be perfect. Do you know what we're saying about the power of the gospel? That it's not strong enough to change us and save us and set us free and deliver us. But yet we'll sing all those songs on Sunday, and then we'll turn right around and set ourselves up to have an allowance to miss the mark without any conscious repentance because we already expect to fail.